first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane Meredith Doherty shares the Lemon Bar's logic.
In my past career, I walked a postal route for many years in the Seabright neighborhood. I loved the nooks and crannies of the resplendent Victorians that graced the area. One of my elderly customers would attach her outgoing mail to the mailbox with clothespins. In my haste, I would occasionally and unconsciously grab the mail with clothespin attached. When she confronted me to say I was taking her clothespins, I was aghast, and shortly thereafter purchased fresh new ones, leaving them by her mailbox. The following day, by happenstance, a bag of lemon bars appeared in the mailbox. How nice, I thought. Mrs. So-and-so is repaying me with lemon bars. Gently removing them, then thinking twice, I returned them to the porch. Rethinking what I presumed to be a reciprocal gesture, I concluded, no, I'm pretty sure she intended these for me. And off I went, savoring every last one while on my appointed rounds. The next day, I saw my customer and thanked her profusely. Were those lemon bars for me, Mrs. So-and-so? They were just delicious. Her response was, well, no, a friend brought them by. Oh, dear. Not only was I a clothespin thief, but now, taking an elderly customer's goodies. I apologized once again, and upon returning home that evening, fired up the oven, perused my cookbooks, and whipped up a batch of, you got it, lemon bars.
Jane Meredith Doherty is a retired letter carrier and musician. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.